episode 42 of
Brutal Battle.
And that's Kyle's impression of Mark now.
Yeah, that's like Goblin to the 10th power right there.
Yeah. It's a brutal battle.
Yeah. Well, let us jump right into what everybody knows is coming at them. Knowledge.
All
right.
From now on, this is that's enough with the huh.
For now, it's just hot
knowledge.
Just,
can you just get on with it? The listeners are getting cranky here.
I think it's fun. So the hop this time around is called Brewer's Gold. The origin is England, and the description is
terrible. If it's from England, then it's terrible.
Resinous, spicy, and fruity. Hints of black currant, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Black currant.
The extra info on it is bred by HRI at Y College, Horticulture Research International, in 1919. So it's old.
Old as
North American / British hybrid. Tested local breweries from 1933 to 1934 and released in 1934. It was used as the parent for many high alpha varieties. Once again, people who do homebrew probably know what that means. We don't. Eventually we will.
Words.
U.S. production was largely discontinued around 1985 in favor of newer high alpha varieties. Used mainly for bitterness. Styles can pretty much mean anything. Substitutions, Brambling Cross, and Bullion, which... interestingly enough, next episode will be the Bullion Hop one. Alternate names have been German Brewer's Gold and U.S. Brewer's Gold. So I had some examples of Brewer's Gold hops used in Rogue's Brutal Bitter, which is known as their Brutal IPA now. Used to be called Brutal Bitter, which, Kyle, you and I had that some weeks back, and didn't really care for it that much. But at the same time, I think I held on to it a little too long. So
yeah.
It was okay. As well as Harpoon's Quad beer, which I've not had.
Yeah.
I don't know if
it's... I usually generally don't care for quads as a style.
Yeah.
I'm not just not a fan.
Well,
triples and quads, I just, eh.
Kyle has more to say about his Dogfish Head experience, but first... let us look into the... we have these two beers sitting in front of us right now, and they are not the mystery beers, in fact. They are special for a reason. This is something I've been working on for a little bit. And, Kyle, do you have any guess why I might have two beers in front of you? I haven't told him, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to guess one is aged and one isn't, or one is
kind of
room temperature and one isn't. Like different temperatures or something like that?
They are the exact same beer.
Same beer.
One of them was
One of them was
left in my beer cellar for 2 months. One of them was left in my kitchen in front of the window in the sun for 2 months.
Oh, my God.
And then I put them in the fridge. What I want to do with this is, you know, take the same beer and take a look at it. You know, like, how badly does sunlight affect beer?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone says... you know, having it in the sun's really going to kill your hops, or it's just going to skunk the beer. People say it all the time. I want to put it to the test. I want to see how true it is. And if it is true, to what degree? Is it just like skunk it a little bit, or is it just going to be like, whoa? So.
Can you tell me what beer it is? Does that matter?
I was thinking about telling you, but actually now that you ask, maybe we should just find out what we think. I mean,
maybe
I know which is which.
Test me and which is which.
Yeah, you... all right, so let's go ahead and sniff the first one.
Yep.
Smells a little...
ooh, wow.
Butt-like.
That smells off. That smells like toe cheese.
Well, in all... okay, I'll tell you
oh
something about...
oh, my God. It smells like mersh. Like shake.
This is not good.
It smells like seeds and stems. Dug out of grandma's couch pillows.
I mean,
cushions.
It definitely smells like a skunk.
That smells terrible.
You know, and people, a lot of times people will be like, how can you actually tell when a beer is skunked? If it
smells like a skunk,
it is skunked.
Yep.
Sometimes it's skunked. A little more subtle. Sometimes
this is
like this.
Funky. This is terrible.
I'd
say your experiment paid off in spades, my friend, because this smells like death.
Do we want to sniff the second one before tasting the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
We'll do that.
Let's sniff the second one before we even taste them.
Comparison of noses.
Oh my gosh. Huge difference.
Wow. This has hardly any nose on
there's
it.
There's no odor. It's like an odor. I mean, if you swirled it, it's got like the kind of like honey undertones.
Yeah, but it's weak. It's got a weak odor.
I mean, I'll tell you straight up, it's a pale ale. It is actually one of the beers that I got from my Beer of the Month club.
It's a light. It's sweet. You know. Yeah. Honey, yeah.
Well, then let's go ahead and taste B. Let's taste B first, okay. Because...
that's the untainted version.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's pretty obvious at this point. That's the one that was in my cellar for 2 months, and the first one was in the sun for 2 months.
God.
I mean, B's not the worst. It's not very good.
It's okay. It's got that, like, hay flavor to it.
The bitterness is kind of gross at the end. It's, like, kind of dries your mouth out, and it's a little acidy, like battery acidy in my mouth, but...
yeah, I see that. Mm. It's watery, it's thin.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of, like... I get, like, that corn nut kind of flavor to it. I don't know what else, like, corn.
Oh, no, man,
yeah.
I love corn nuts. Like corn nuts. Okay, so let's go ahead and be brave. Try the one that skunked as hell.
Since the smell is so different, I'm
so
terrified.
Bad.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Oh my god, it's like sucking the water out of a dish rag.
Yeah. Actually, probably worse.
Yeah.
I think I would rather
Holy
suck
hell.
The water out
don't,
of a dish rag.
I don't want to taste it again. You see what we do for you people? This is awful.
Whoa. I did a second. I'm not taking big sips either. It's like really small. It's just so bad.
It's like grandpa's from under cheese.
Oh, yeah. I want to see if I can get Rebecca to come down.
Oh, go get her. I will fill the dead air with how horrible this
is. Hey, Rebecca, we need you for a second on the podcast.
This is... I had no idea 2 months of sunlight would do this to a beer. Wow.
It's so epically awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you need to come try this.
Yeah, so
It actually tastes better.
We need your expertise on something, Rebecca. We need you to try this beer. Drink this beer. Just take a few sips of this one. Make sure you're close enough to the microphone. Take a few sips. And just make sure you speak up a little bit. What do you think of that beer? It's pretty neutral, I guess.
Okay.
It's okay. And then try this beer. It's the same beer. You have no problem. Your reaction. She didn't have much of a reaction to it, honestly. It
smells like a skunk.
There you go.
It smells like a skunk.
She said it smells like a skunk. So.
you could stick your nose in it and it smells like a skunk's behind.
Yeah.
Smells like a skunk beehole.
I'm going to say the A word, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the podcast.
Oh. What about the taste?
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So, this is the same beer and we ate. One spent 2 months in the beer cellar and the other one spent 2 months in the sun.
And that one was...
The skunk one was in the sun. So we were just...
Oh, so that's...
We're just looking to see.
He skunked it purposely, basically.
Yes, I did. Yeah, perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Horribly. I wanted to see how bad the sun really dismantles a beer.
It 100% does.
Yeah. So that was just a fun little exercise right there.
Your concept of fun is quite interesting.
So, Kyle, why don't you talk about your dogfish head stuff?
Well, after that... I'm going to have higher things to say about this beer, because that was flipping terrible.
See, all the beers you try could be like that.
Yeah, I see that. All right, so at Dogfish Head, like I said, the one I was talking about before was By Province Ale Company. I guess it's a local brewery that, you know, they run out taps to or whatever. So the Brew Pub exclusive, the actual Dogfish Head beer I had, I didn't really care for. It's called Philosophy. It is actually based on the Mediterranean dessert baklava. Mm.
I mean, it sounds like it would be good.
Yeah, it's a brown ale with chocolate and citrus, chocolate malt, orange blossom, honey, orange blossom water, phyllo dough were actually added to it.
Phyllo dough?
Yeah.
Added?
The result... Oh, I'm just reading the description now. The result is a sultry brown ale just in time to welcome the closing of summer and the cooler nights. Philosophy pairs greatly with any of our hearty wood-grilled offerings or delectable desserts. All can also fly solo as the perfect digestif. Well, I disagree. See, I like the concept, but I don't like it applied to this style.
Yeah.
Like, this time of year is not to bring out a beer that's based on orange and chocolate. That seems like a winter beer to me.
I see what they did with the name, too. Philosophy.
Yeah.
That's so clever.
And 6.9 ABV, which I think it may have masked the ABV fairly decently, but it just... I didn't care for it. It was weak. It was kind of blah. And it didn't have enough orange or chocolate for me, so I was just kind of disappointed. But, yeah, like I said, I like the garlic breath, and I like the stewed ale, as we talked about before.
Yeah, and those were the province beers. And, yep. Honestly, when Rebecca and I were there, she was all about the stewed ale, and I thought it was really good, too.
I ordered a pint of it.
It was intricate. I mean, you could pull a lot of stuff out of it, and not only that, but it just it had, like, this really nice kind of fresh finish to it.
Mm-hmm. It's very clean.
Yeah.
Minerally.
So who is this province?
Ale company.
Where are they from?
We should find out. Probably Delaware, I would assume, since it's in Delaware.
And
hi,
why?
We're in Delaware.
I mean, I wonder what the connection there is. Like, why are they having beers at the brew pub? I mean, do they maybe, like, rent out?
That's what I was thinking. Well, I wouldn't say rent. It's probably just, like, a local beer they're trying, or local brewery they're just, you know. Giving
them
a leg up, or maybe they only do it at certain times when they can't fill all their taps with unique brews or something like that. I don't know, it could be a variety of things. I'm sure it's a good reason, though. I'm sure they're not. I would doubt they're renting out the space. You know what I mean? I meant renting as just like featuring someone else, not necessarily like charging people to pour beers of another brewery. I could be wrong, but
yeah,
that's just my guess.
You never know what people really have going on. Did you have anything else on that?
I did retry most of the classic Dogfish Head beers. I got a little sampler. I had, let's see if I can remember all the ones I had. I had Pumpkin, I had Raisin, I had Indian Brown, and there was one more. Don't remember what the fourth one was. But I went back and I hate Raisin. I think that's I hate that beer. It's like liquid raisins. But not in a good way. That can be good in certain beers. Didn't care for it. Pumpkin, I think, is super overrated. It's just, it's pretty much, I mean, it's an above average pumpkin ale, but I don't think it's all that great. But Indian Brown, on the other hand, is a freaking awesome brown ale. I think it is the standard brown ale, in my opinion.
Would
I think
call
it's
it
great.
Banging?
No, because I don't really like brown ales. But I think for that style, Indian Brown Ale is fantastic. I think the other one I have is 90 Minute, just to have it fresh off the tap, because it's one of my faves.
It is good, it is good. Anything further, sir?
No, that's it. That's
there was one thing that I wanted to bring up to you, because I assume, if I'm remembering correctly, I believe you went there, because I think you have a pint glass from them, NOLA Brewing in New Orleans.
Yes, I did.
They were in beer news recently, because they were being sued by the, you know, this is going back to what we were talking about a bunch of episodes
ago.
By
the city of New Orleans for using NOLA?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
They created a beer called Mecha Hopzilla. And I'll show you a picture. Anyone who hasn't seen it, go ahead and look there at a picture of the can called Mecha Hopzilla by NOLA Brewing. And they're being sued by the creator of Godzilla.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Because copyright infringement on that. Because, yeah, you can't have Mecha Hopzilla because it's too much like Mecha Godzilla, and it kind of, you know, resembles.
It looks
a lot like it, so. Mm-hmm. I thought you might be interested in that because that's actually
nice.
A brewery.
Those guys were really nice. They offered me a freaking job when I was
really?
There. Yeah.
You never said anything about
I was
about
like,
that.
This is so awesome, because we were hanging out. We went there for this free tour. They give you all the unlimited free beer you want. You just hang out with them. Free tour, free everything. Just walk in, start drinking. Walk out. There's no strings attached.
Awesome.
And we just hung out there for like 2 hours. We were just hanging out, talking with all the breweries, hanging out in the merch shop, just chilling. And I was like, this is the coolest place, because they were all so nice and like laid back. And I was like, man, if I lose my job or whatever, I would totally work here. And they're like, If you move down here, you got a job. They're just
they like that.
Right there. Yeah.
Were done. These guys stoned?
No, they're
or just hammered.
They're just chill. Wow. Super awesome.
We're just like, hey, do you like drinking a lot of beer? Do you want to just work here and drink beer?
Yeah.
You want to just sit around and drink beer and do your job?
Now, if you're in New Orleans, I believe they do a free tour every Friday at 2, I believe. Now, this was, you know, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago, but I think it was every Friday at 2, I believe. And, yeah, we caught a cab right from lunch, went out there. It's kind of in the boonies. I think it's on Chapultepec, I believe, which is right by the wall,
Berlin Wall.
Shut up. You know, the wall, the hurricane wall, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
The big old levee.
Yeah, but they were just, it was just such a cool place. And, man, we left there, and I was hammered. I was drunk. I mean, you're sitting there with all this free beer, and it's just, like, a good time.
Yeah, and, you know, when these things happen, you kind of feel bad, especially, like, for you. Like, in this case, you know, you met those guys, and they're really, like, super cool guys. But, I mean, obviously, they kind of made a misstep in just assuming they could use that. And, you know... Do I think that's something that they should be getting sued about? No. I mean, I think a simple just like... Well, and I didn't fully like read an article about it, so maybe they had gotten like a cease and desist and they were like, no, screw you. I don't know. Yeah, but, I mean, I kind of just feel like, whatever, man.
Yeah,
it's kind of like we were saying about that whole thing with 420 and between Sweetwater and Lagunitas. And like, I feel bad in that case because... Lagunitas, like, they put out such great beers, and they're reasonably priced, and they mean well within the market, and I had thought pretty well of Sweetwater for a while, but then they did that, and I kind of actually don't feel so good about Sweetwater anymore, because that's kind of like a dick move, but, you know.
Copyrights can be awesome, and they can be terrible, depending on how they're utilized.
And which side of it you're on.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. So, I agree.
But... That said,
we got some beers sitting
let's
here.
Let's do some mystery beers. Mystery beers.
They look like polar opposites.
Yes. Very dark and extremely light.
Which I'm happy for the dark one.
Yeah, the A1 is just like staring.
Depressing.
It's a
glass of depression.
It's bringing me down just looking at me.
It looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger's urine sample in Junior.
Or the fake urine sample in Rock and Roll High School. This no my pee. But it's you see right through it. It's got a lot of carbonation going on.
Yeah.
Very fine.
Nice pearly white head.
Yeah.
Very fine carbonation, glacing like a MF, so that's good signs. But yeah, it's golden. Very golden. I don't know what else to say. Sniff it.
Sniffy.
That's not a
Jim Socks banana. It's like if you stuck a ripe
I know I've said it
might
before.
Ripe banana and gym socks.
Ooh, it's Bud Light Lime here. I just keep... I just have this feeling somehow that Bud Light Lime's going to make its way
man,
in at some
this
point.
Smells bad. It smells like that corny, but not in a good way. That corn kind of...
It is very adjunct-y in the scent.
Adjunct-y?
Like...
Interesting.
Yeah. Very adjunct-y.
I need my beer flavor wheel for that one.
Yeah. I don't think it's on there. But that would be like with the corn and there's like a I get a little bit of hops, but I also get a lot of
it's got kind
of
like a sweet nectar kind of smell to it, like a almost like a honeysuckle maybe or something like that.
Yeah, I can see that, but it's
not
in
a good way. No,
yeah.
It's like synthetic. It's
quite
cloying.
I don't know.
Maybe like a clover honey kind of thing going on.
I get a little raspberry too.
Raspberry, yeah, I see that with the clover. The kind of like cloying like. Weird kind of smell. Yeah, I see that.
It's like a bowl of
maybe
clovers
even
and raspberry.
Your alfalfa sprouts thing, maybe a little bit.
Tad, yeah. Tad bit of that.
I don't want to drink this. Can we just skip pass one? No, I'm just
You want to use your pass?
Here we go.
I get a tad bit of apricotiness the more I...
Yeah,
the more
I see that.
Get it swirling. A little apricot there.
I'm surprised we're pulling this much verbiage out of this... Really weak smell.
If you spend enough time on any beer, you can really
kind
of pull things out.
We'll be saying like Parmesan cheese in a half an hour if we keep smelling this damn thing.
Well, here's the hope, and it doesn't make us throw up.
Tastes just like it smells.
Ooh.
There's only like a little bit of like fruity pebble in there, a little bit of like fruity breakfast cereal thing going on.
Is this some lining Kugel?
You get any citrus in there? A
little bit.
Orange,
yeah.
Or lemon or... Oh, there's something going. Maybe orange.
I definitely get that kind of like little raspberry-y
yes.
flavor.
It's not good.
No, it's...
I do not like it.
It's,
It is. I do appreciate yeah. that it's like real raspberry flavor and not like the synthetic like candy
right.
raspberry, but still.
Correct.
It's still not my thing.
This is very... I don't know. It's reminiscent of something like a Leinen Kugel type
it's
style.
Floral too. I'm surprised
vein.
I didn't say
it's
that.
It's got a little bit of that.
It is definitely floral. It's got almost tastes like Smarties. You get that?
A little
Smarties?
Bit.
Yeah.
That but not quite as sweet.
No, but
it's like
yeah,
a little
Smarties.
Less sweet.
It's got
yeah.
that floral kind of like chalky. Yeah.
Those are definitely not the flavors you want in your beer.
Mm-mm. That's Smarty beer. All right.
I'm going to be honest. It's not as terrible as I thought it was going to be based on
Yeah, it's
on
not
the,
really assy or astringent or anything.
And that's what I was kind of expecting. Like, the finish is a lot less offensive than I really thought it would be. Actually, the finish isn't really that offensive.
The finish is clover for me. It's not working. Mm-mm.
It's not good, but...
No.
It's not as bad as I anticipated.
It's like you found like week old Smarties laying in the grass, and you just took a bite and got some grass with it.
Like, man, I hope these taste good.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, found Smarties. What are mine now? Hum, hum,
hum, hum, hum. After a week outside in my backyard in the rain,
yeah,
with
exactly.
little earthworms crawling all
little
over
earthwormies.
It, and the dog may have peed on it.
We sure do like to paint a vivid mental picture for
yeah,
our listeners.
Yeah. And we, I think we reference pee a lot.
Yeah.
So
Dookie.
I think we're really appealing to our German fan base, maybe.
Maybe, possibly. Send Carl an email about that reference.
Yeah. So B, polar opposite in coloration,
yes.
Very, very dark.
Super dark.
Tan head once again.
You hold
again.
It up to the light, you see a little bit of ruby shining through, but otherwise it's opaque.
Yeah.
Lacing a little bit, fine carbonation, not much of a head. So it does speak of some sort of alcohol presence, I think.
I agree. That would indicate it.
Give it a sniffy.
Yeah, let's smell this. I am interested. Woohoo!
Uh-oh.
That's an interesting smell. That's a good one.
Wow. Licorice? I get.
I'm not sure I'm getting any.
Jerky, maybe like a soy?
I'm definitely getting chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate.
I get a little bit of that soy.
I get licorice.
That you're talking about.
Licorice, definitely, for me.
I just get so much chocolate out
yeah,
of it, though.
Yeah, chocolate, yes. Wow, this smells lovely.
It does smell good.
This smells like that double stout. Was
Which
it
one?
Green Flash that we had?
Oh, yeah, Green Flash double stout.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of smells like that, yeah.
It does.
Although I think that double stout was a little more chocolatey.
Yeah,
it was
like chocolate napalm.
Yeah,
was
yeah.
Like
that was
crazy.
Like chocolate out the
blood. It was good, though. I want to get more of that.
It was well done.
Obviously, we're not drinking it now, but for future reference, double stout, good.
Yeah, it's good. All right.
I'm excited about this beer.
I'm starting to get a little bit of that licorice that you're talking
yeah,
about now.
Yeah.
But it's like red licorice.
Yes.
Not when you said licorice, I was thinking like black licorice, yeah, but no, I'm getting a little bit of red.
Wow. All right. Here we go. Right,
down the hat.
Cocoa nibs. That is much more
confused.
Bitter than I expected. Wow. Astringent as an MF. Really bad for me.
Yeah, it's pretty stringent.
I get like cigar, like a smoked, ashy kind of taste.
There is a definite ashy.
Ash, yeah.
Yeah, on the end, it's like sitting on your tongue after each sip.
Like someone put out a cigarette on your tongue.
That's cool, yeah.
Man, this is not what I was expecting at all.
Honestly, the more that you like just sit here and don't take another sip, and just kind of move your tongue around.
Up.
It's so much more ashy, too. It just keeps getting more and more
smoke,
ashy.
Yeah. Smoke, chocolate, ash. It's got, like, an olive flavor for me. Like that,
there is
a little bit of brine.
Yeah,
a little bit of, like, astringent bitterness, big time. The body's a little light for me.
It's a lot lighter in body than I anticipated
looking
at it. Yeah, the astringency is a little...
Yeah, I don't like
it. A
little
much.
I don't like how it first hits your tongue at all. I was really disappointed.
That's just like...
Yeah, it's got It clangs. Like, that's my word, you know?
And the astringency is kind of
things
like,
are just kind of going against each other.
Yeah, it's like bing, 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 bing.
It's ping-ponging.
Yes.
Not a fan. Nope. No good. I just don't like it.
Well.
And it seems like, considering all these conflicting and different flavors and smells that we're getting, it seems like the brewer probably put a lot of effort into this
beer. Well, the ashy aspect is very interesting to me.
It is.
If there was...
complementary flavors, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely right. If there were more complementary flavors, if they could have built better around that kind of ashy taste.
Like maybe like a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of smoke, some maybe some like meaty kind of... If they played up that soy sauce, Worcestershire kind of saltiness to it a little bit more. Yeah. It made it more rounded, because that astringent, bitter, weird, flat flavor at first is just not a fan.
Yeah. I'd go back to A, though.
Yep.
A little reluctantly.
That's
the
more smarty beer. Mm-mm.
Get that raspberry in there.
No. No thank you.
I could see this being like, I don't know. Maybe.
I already got my numbers and they're both bad.
Well, I gotta figure
out. I'll change. I know. I got it.
Okay. Alright. God. Okay. I know, it's
you're
just
like, oh,
it's really
God.
It's really tough right now.
A is a 1.
Oh, that's what you're giving it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to 2.
Wow, surprising.
Mainly because it's not as offensive as I anticipated, so you got points for that.
It's smacking me around.
Plus, at one point during each sip, I kind of enjoy the raspberry-ness.
I see that.
It dissipates kind of quickly, but there's like a split second where I'm like, that's kind of nice. So
I think A is more of like its failings are more like it's shooting for a specific thing and doing that thing is just something that they may have succeeded at, but I don't like. You know what I mean? Maybe it was shooting for like this dry, kind of thin raspberry thing, but I don't like that. That's crap.
And what are you doing for B?
I'm giving B. I was going to give it a 1 as well because I'm not a fan, but I appreciate there's a lot of different things going on, and I think that is would validate the 2. So I'm going to give it 2.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 2 as well, honestly. I think they're on equal footing. And I was going to give B a 3, but the astringency is what knocked it down to the 2 for me. Because that's just, like, that gets me. Very inappropriate astringency just really, like, kind of sets me off. It's one of my things. So, obviously, both of these beers have an overall of 2. So, we'll just go A and then B. Do you have any guesses on A?
The first one was a 1.5 there, math was.
Oh. I wrote down 2 for yours as well.
I gave a 1.
I was on autopilot. So yeah, 1.5 for A and 2 for B. Sometimes the math fails me.
So A you must do first.
Yes, do an A first. An A with a 1.5 is Magic Hat number 9. Didn't I say apricot?
You did say apricot.
I did say apricot at one point. But
see, I really don't get apricot in. Like, I don't know, I've had it in the past. People are like, apricot, apricot, apricot. I just don't. I've never picked it up.
I mean, I got the apricot in the nose, but I didn't get it in the taste. No. So, I don't know. But, let me see. What's the ABV on this? Shucker.
It's low.
I mean, it's a not. It's a, it even says on it, not quite pale ale. I don't see the ABV on it.
It's gotta be like 4 or something.
Yeah, it's probably not so high. But, I'm going to read the bottle here. It says, the ancient ritual of brewing a distinctly rich and flavorful beer is a performance to behold. Our mysterious melange of time-honored ingredients harmonized with chaotic chemistry, humble patience, and blind faith to create unique beers to share in the rousing company of kindred spirits.
What a load of crap. I'm sorry. Yeah. When you brew a beer like this, you cannot put verbiage like that on your label.
It's a whole lot of, like, foo-foo words.
Yes.
This doesn't really
surprise
me.
They do not deliver at all. Sorry.
I used to be a fan of number 9.
I used to drink it a little bit back in the day. A little bit.
I'm way past it. So
it
doesn't really
surprise me. It's terrible.
All right, so B, which was the winner with an overall 2. Oh, no. Trogues Java Head.
Java Head? Man. See, that's that bitterness, I think, is that coffee.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I was going to say that I got a little bit of, like, a green coffee-ness on it, and then I forgot. But too little, too late. But it's a stout brewed with coffee beans. I typically like this, but I'm going to be honest, pretty much every time I've had it with some sort of food. Hmm. And it's always been good in pairing with whatever I've been eating it with, but...
So the coffee flavor didn't come through enough, but the bitterness came through. Yeah, and for me, that's a negative for me. I want the coffee flavor, and I want maybe a subtle bitterness, or depending on the body of the rest of the beer, like, for example, Morning Glory. That has a lot of the coffee bitterness, but it has so much body up front.
Yeah.
It just hits you, you know? It's nice. It's balanced. This has nothing to back up or even out the bitterness from there.
And for some reason, that astringency is just a little out of control. It's 7.5% alcohol, but it's tasting like 9 kind of to me.
I've never been a fan of Java Head. And I love coffee stouts. That's one of my least favorites, honestly.
Yeah. I'll read just a little bit of the description on here. Java Head Stout passes through a blend of coffee beans and whole flower hops, akin to a French press, releasing cocoa, citrus, and Java flavors. So, just a little interesting insight on how they get that flavor. So if you're into that, you know. And I think the thing is, the mixture of the hops and the coffee beans... It's like double bitter.
Yes, exactly. That's why you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah.
And you have to like offset it with high alcohol and the sweet and the syrup and all that. Then it kind of works. You know what I mean? This just... Nope. Trogues, you fail.
Sorry, but we loved your perpetual IPA when we had it on.
Yep.
And when we did the comparison of the aged and non-aged Nugget Nectar, it was awesome.
It's Trogues.
Trogues what?
Flying Mouflon.
Yes, Flying Mouflon is by Trogues. We love Flying Mouflon.
That was...
Throw that out there.
Well, we already brought it up, but we had that on Labor Day, and that stuff was banging.
Oh, and I can say that Rebecca and I had visited Trogues at one point, and I purchased from their store the actual coffee beans that they use for Java Head Stout.
Hmm.
I did not like that coffee. It didn't make good coffee, in my opinion.
Wow.
So,
use better coffee, Trogues.
Yeah, maybe that has something to do with it. But, anyway, that is that for this episode. Nothing phenomenal, nothing even close right now. When will Racer 5 have another challenger? I don't know. Maybe.
Looks like never.
But maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Tune in next time, folks.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.